Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Bring me my money.
Yeah, it's going to be like that today with the NBA draft underway. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. We got some breaking news. Breaking news on what is it?
The old school breaking news sound. And now, the
1999 news update. Hi, I am Random Anchor with some important information here. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories, Marshall.
We hope that that sounder creates memories of breaking news in decades gone by.
It sounds like the opening to Hard Copy or something.
This is from Shams Charania on the old app formerly known as Twitter. The Los Angeles Lakers are moving up in the second round of the NBA draft tonight, acquiring the number 45 overall pick from the Chicago Bulls for number 55 and cash, sources tell ESPN. Lakers move up 10 picks as they eye a young talent in the second round of the draft tonight. So the Bulls, they do trade the 45th pick, but they don't trade out of having a second round pick. They're just picking 10 picks later.
Wait. Did I hear cash considerations?
Straight cash, homie.
Are we back to the cash consideration portion of the Bulls again?
That was a portion?
Oh, yeah. That was the cash considerations was a major player in Bulls transactions. And I would say 2019 or so.
I'm always about
2018, 2017.
Always consider me when you're thinking about giving away cash. That's how I like to say it.
They wanted a two-way player. They got cash considerations.
You
boom,
know,
right there.
Well, and now that they have pick number 55 in the draft, you know what that says to me?
What does it say?
The phrase I learned this morning with you, draft and stash.
Oh, draft and stash. Yeah, it's definitely a draft and stash. It's just a lottery ticket. Get more lottery tickets, Bulls. Get more lottery tickets.
Also, the way we all looked at each other in silence when we thought about the Joe Calley mention of Giddy and Kobe White making $70 million and none of them being all-stars, and we just all sat there looking at each other. That was a moment.
Right.
That was a moment in time.
Also, the origin of the Bulls and cash considerations was the Warriors acquired the draft rights to Jordan Bell from the Bulls for cash considerations, and that's where it all
straight
began.
Up, it was just cash considerations?
Yeah.
Only?
Straight cash,
yeah.
Homie.
No, wait, that was 20. That was, I was with Kendall Gill at the time.
This was like, actually 2017.
Yeah, I was going to say that was 2017. We were on, I think, Comcast Sportsnet Chicago at that time. Yeah, those were good times.
Maybe they were hard-pressed for cash. I don't know. But
I hate this stupid apron thing. If it's ruining free agency and teams are just imploding
No. It's not ruining
it.
Free agency. What it is doing is making you be much more judicious with how you decide to build your team.
I want to spend money without any kind of being judicious.
Well, that's why Major League Baseball exists.
I want the max contracts, like where, you know, random people got really ridiculous max contracts. I want that era of life again.
Did you know that the Boston Celtics...
This thing is bummer.
The Celtics are still dealing with like $200-something million in luxury tax, even after moving Jrue Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis. They've got more moving that needs to be done.
Why did everybody sign up for this? This is a less exciting
NBA. Because they got tired of the big three era where...
Superstars got together and we watched fun basketball.
Well, it was fun for like three or four teams and not fun for, well, it was never going to be fun for the Bulls, let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, accept life. Like, if I can't watch fun basketball, I can watch somebody else's team at times.
You watch my team.
Your team doesn't know what it's doing either.
Yeah, we're definitely getting Nikola Vucevic.
That would be great for everyone involved.
Yeah, please,
That's the point. That's the point.
Let's talk some Cubs here on The Score. This is Rahimi and Harris, and this is the debut, well, the return of Shota Imanaga. But here's also a major point to this that I think when we're talking about the bullpen, I was a bit surprised by, just because he did well in his outing. So the Cubs announced that they reinstated Shota from the 15-day injured list. It was not 15 days. In a corresponding move, right-handed pitcher Michael Fulmer was DFA'd. Didn't he have a good outing? What happened here? I was like, oh, he's back. He's going to be okay.
my answer to that is, if not him, who did you want exactly to go and be DFA'd?
You had, well, or at least moved. Yeah, Fulmer had three scoreless innings across two relief outings after his contract was selected from Iowa on Monday. But they had to make a corresponding roster move. Tommy Hotovy referred to that earlier today on Mully and Haw. We got what the official one was. But either way, it is show today. It is showtime. He is back. And we'll be playing for the Cubs starting against the Cardinals in about an hour. We get you ready for the Cubs game here on The Score. So always exciting to see. The lineup is out too, by the way. You want that?
Ooh, do I want it?
Let's do it. Ian Happ is batting leadoff. He's in left field. Kyle Tucker is the DH today. Seiya Suzuki is in right. So we knew we were going to see some of these alignments change in the outfield based on how many games they had. Pete Crow Armstrong is batting cleanup in center. Then you've got Dansby batting fifth. Dansby had a better day yesterday, so let's say it together. Dansby Swanson.
Dansby Swanson.
Oh, that was pretty good. I like it.
Dansby Swanson.
Every time. Michael Busch is batting sixth. He's at first base. Carson Kelly is catching for Shota. Batting seventh, Nico Hoerner batting eighth, Matt Shaw now batting ninth.
Okay, so why is Dansby Swanson batting fifth instead of Michael Busch? That's my question.
Yeah, no, I completely understand why you're asking, especially when we talked about his runners and scoring position numbers. We talked about moving him down in the order.
But I guess it's the lefty-righty-lefty. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking at it. But I just, Dansby can be tough, man. With the runners come up in scoring position, you're like, ah.
Well, and it's not just the fact that he's hit into some tough luck, but also look at the speed at which the ball's coming off the bat, too. You know, that's part of it for me. It's the exit velo even on the outs. Like, that's the data that I need. Before we get into a little more about Dansby, I think we've got some time here to talk about what we can expect to see out of Shota Imanaga today. This is not, I think, going to be your typical whiz-bang, eat-innings Shota Imanaga performance. Let's hear what Tommy Hotovy had to say to Mully and Haw earlier today.
Whenever you have a guy coming back from injury, you kind of have a methodical or systematic kind of thought in your head of where you expect him to be, you know, at a certain time, and we kind of have that in our head today with Shota. But, you know, for us, if I say here today he's going to throw 80, 85, 90 pitches, it's going to be a hot one today in St. Louis. It's going to be muggy. You know, he's already coming off an injury, you know, that whenever you have a hamstring injury or a injury like that, you always get concerned about guys that do have, you know, a day like today where it's going to be lack of hydration, humid, hot, guys going to be sweating a lot. So big thing for us today is just going to be make sure we communicate with Shota, see how he's feeling, watching the pitch data as the game goes on and making sure everything looks good. And then kind of go from there. So it's going to be one of those days. I could say to you right now exactly what he's going to do, but, you know, we may adjust depending on what we're seeing today. And with the weather obviously being hot and humid here, it's going to play a factor.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I just want to point out, as we listen to Tommy Hotovy, the pitching coach of the Cubs, describe Shota Imanaga and kind of the expectations for him today. The temperature right now at Busch Stadium is 92 degrees. Right now?
It's 11:34.
The high is 97, Layla.
Woof.
If you'll remember, before straining his hamstring, Shota had some issues with cramping. So all of that has to be taken into consideration when you talk about easing a guy back in. You want what's best for him, not just today, as you want to escape St. Louis with a split and not give up two games in a four-game series in the standings, but also what's best long-term for Shota being that guy you can depend on every fifth start.
So let's remind people of who was used yesterday after Matt Boyd wins six innings. You had Brazier, Fulmer, who's no longer with the team, and Porter Hodge. So, we could see Porter Hodge again, depending on the scenario, right? But that was an 8-0 win. So, you're probably, if it's a close game, seeing Presley in the ninth, you know, I wouldn't expect that to be too different for the second game for these guys coming back, like Hodge, for example.
I like the idea that you have Thielbar available to you. You obviously have, as you just mentioned, Presley, but also that back end of the bullpen, Mr. Keller.
Cal Pomflex?
Yeah, yes. You've got
Flex Kelpom.
Well, I don't put really Flex. Flex is their swing guy. He's the long man.
I know. I just really want to combine.
You just really
want to
come up with that.
Also, like that's it ends up being some combination of like Flex Palm or Kelpom or Kelflex.
I like Kelpom. I think Kelpom Hodge.
It sounds
Hodge
like a sealant.
Is single syllable, so it doesn't quite flow.
Kelpom Flex sealing games for you.
Kelpom Flex Encia Palencia. How can we add that?
You gotta add, yeah, you
no,
gotta
Palencia's his own dude. He throws 100.
Hell
he gets
yeah.
his own name.
Hell yeah.
Flex Kelpom, however, or Kelpom Flex, we'll work on it. Sealing games for you.
But the bottom line
is... You can spray it in your truck.
Because they had an 8-run lead after 5 innings, when they had Boyd come out of the game yesterday, they could just go to low-leverage guys because you have an 8-run lead. Now the high-leverage guys are all ready to go. And it'd be great if you didn't need as many of them today. Maybe today, well, now you want to keep flexing fresh because the next stop is Houston for 3 days.
Yeah, at least that's inside.
At least that's inside. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, you take advantage of those indoor day games where you can get them. Also, you know what hitters like about Houston? You can see the ball well there. So I like the Cubs' chances, at least when it comes to being able to manufacture some offense.
Can I make my very unpopular opinion a take here?
Yeah.
I miss the flagpole in center field.
In Houston?
Yes. I missed that.
Cameron Maben once described the hill to me. They call it Tal's Hill. He once described it to me as a YouTube blooper waiting to happen. He's like, if you're in center, do not go. Don't even think you could go up that hill.
You know what it makes me think of? It's like, when I see it, I'm like, you know what? They should turn this in the off season into mini golf. And that just put a hole out there where that flag... is uphill.
I know I talked about the importance of a ground ball pitcher in today's Major League Baseball, which is a bit of a contradiction, but I say that because the guy who's forced the most ground ball outs so far as starting pitching in baseball, at least according to team rankings, is on the mound facing the Cubs today in Andre Pallante. So I'm curious to see how, with the humid factors, with seeing how we saw the ball just fly out of the ballpark at Busch Stadium yesterday, how that combines to what this can mean for Cubs hitters. So if he's hitting his spots and he's forcing all those ground ball outs, it could be a better outcome for the Cardinals relative to what we saw yesterday.
This would be one of those instances as well where you have a guy be able to perhaps be in a situation where the Cubs can prove again how they can win in a variety of ways, not just by the home run ball, which has been heavy, heavy in their diet the last couple of weeks.
A variety of ways. I appreciate that. I know we heard from Tommy Hotovy when it came to Shota Imanaga coming back, but Craig Counsell did talk yesterday with the afternoon show, Spiegel and Holmes, before the game about Imanaga's rehab. So let's take a listen to that, too.
You know, rehab is, for anybody, I think it's kind of a painstakingly, feels a little monotonous, right? But I think Shota sees the end of the light at the end of the tunnel here coming, and he'll take the ball tomorrow and ready to go. So we're happy that he's back, happy he's back with the team, and I know he's looking forward to pitching tomorrow. We'll be cautious, certainly, the first couple starts. You know, I think anybody coming off rehab, you're going to be cautious with that.
So that was Craig Counsell. So it sounds like he and Hotovy are echoing the same sentiment when it comes to what we can't expect to see. Maybe we do get that combination then of like Flex and, because he threw only an inning, I think, in his last outing. So maybe he throws a little more today.
It will definitely depend on how efficient Shota can be and whether he can avoid the long inning and putting runners on.
Right. I mean, and I think with the weather conditions, I don't try to make that an excuse, but I feel like that is going to be one of those situations where you monitor. Also, it's just nice to have this conversation after watching Matt Boyd did what he did yesterday. I feel much better about talking about this. I'm not putting that much stress on the outcome of Shota Imanaga's start today.
I just want Shota to get through this thing healthy and the Cubs to find a way to make things right. 2-2 is not bad considering how the first two games went.
Yeah, I mean, if they lose this game, though, we're having a different conversation tomorrow, that's for sure.
That's usually how that goes.
Coming up next, it is halftime here in Raheemy and Harris on the Scores. We get you ready for that Cubs baseball game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.